There is a line by F.S. Pierpont set here by John Rutter in a verse about human love, and it simply reads, "Brother, sister, parent, child, friends on earth and friends above." And it gives us a sense of relationships and generations, parent and child, those who are here and our forebears, young and old. Appropriately for The Beauty of the Earth set is one of the pieces on the upcoming concert to be presented by the Catholic Choral Society of Scranton, the 15th annual Generations Sing program, Sunday, November 20th at St. Peter's Cathedral in Scranton. Brenda Grunza and Dr. Thomas Rittenhouse, co-presidents, and Anne Manganello, music director, paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about the concert and the history of the group. Dr. Rittenhouse.
Our group was started by Norbert Betty a couple of years after he was discharged from the service after World War II, and we've been around ever since. Quite proud of that. Anne came on board how many years ago?
This is my 10th year, I think.
10th year, wow, that's marvelous. So we continue to be in good hands, and I think we look forward to maintaining that longevity.
Brenda, we turn to you for the mission of the organization.
Yes, the mission of our organization is to foster the growth and development of music and singing and chorus in young people so that they realize that they can sing throughout various times of their lives, whether it be school times or, you know, college times, but also to become a part of an adult choir, and that it's definitely something that's in need and it's pleasureful, and it's something that can help them in their lives, like us, to create a friendship, to create a bond, but also to relieve stress and just to have pleasure and enjoyment in the pleasure of singing.
And in order to do that good work, you have concerts like the Generations Sing, and I see before me that there's an XV, and that means 15 years that you've been doing this.
How wonderful is that? Dr. Rittenhouse and I were a part of this with Monsignor Quinn. It was a part of the Sacred Music for the New Millennium series at St. Peter's Cathedral when this all became something that had promise and certainly has had promise. It's definitely probably our most successful concert of the year.
No question. And it's such a thrill to see these children and then a step up, and you can hear the maturity in their voice as they go from grade school to high school to college.
You have told us, I think, in the past, Dr. Rittenhouse, one of the greatest pleasures you have at this concert
yes.
is watching
yes.
it.
Yes, if you watch the younger students, particularly on their way up to the stage, their facial expression is one of uncertainty, and they have this look about them, you know, what am I doing here, you know? Then when they sing, particularly in St. Peter's Cathedral in that majestic setting, and they do well. When they're walking down after this, the facial expression is one of accomplishment. Hey, you know, hey, Mom, look what I did, you know, and that's great to see.
Who will be joining you?
Well, this year we have featuring with the Moscow Melodies under the direction of Michelle Conaboy, and she has close to 70 singers that will be performing if they are able to be there with us, all of them. Then we have the Wyoming Valley West Middle School Spartan Singers. They are under the direction of Carl Scott Coates. And we have our Mid-Valley High School Choir under the direction of Linda Orsic. And then we have Wilkes University's Chorus under Dr. Stephen Thomas will be performing with us. And then we have our adults. So we have five generation levels of performers this year. It's so exciting. And we are featuring each different level of choruses as well. We're going to start off with the elementary students singing, and then they will be joined by the middle school. Then there'll be a 2D section. Then we will have our high school chorus and the university chorus singing, and then we will all join in the ending. And there are so many people involved that we have been having it as a sense around, kind of, where everybody is around the whole church in the aisles, and many of us are up front, and the youngest students, the tiniest ones, will be right in front of the adults. And it's so wonderful. And to hear the different levels, as you were saying, and the maturity level, just to start off with the young voices and how they each grow and develop. Our melody singers will be singing Believe from the Polar Express, and then We're All Made of Stars from Finding Neverland. That will be our group from Moscow. And then our middle school chorus will be singing For the Beauty of the Earth by Rudder, You Raise Me Up, a beautiful arrangement by Roger Emerson, Look at the World, again by Rudder, and Give Us Hope by Papoulos. And our high school group will be singing O Sifuni Mingu, a traditional African piece, and Jabberwocky, they will also perform. And Wilkes University will be singing I Believe in the Sun by Adams and Flanders Fields by Paul Aitken, which is so appropriate at this time of the year as well. Among others, these are just some of their selections.
How about your own selections?
Well, we're going to start with O Come, Let Us Sing to the Lord, which is a wonderful opening piece for us. And the words are, let us sing and make a joyful noise. And it is what we are all about. And it's a song of grateful praise, and especially at this time of Thanksgiving. It's very energetic and very upbeat. And it will be enhanced by, of course, our wonderful accompanist Gene Shields and Monica Spishak playing percussion for us. We'll add a lot as well. And then we're going to sing another song called The Earth is the Lord's, which is really a tribute to all of God's creation and is so appropriate for Thanksgiving, this time of harvest. It speaks about the land, the sea, the heavens and stars, for the beauty of the earth, just as our middle school choir is singing. We sing those same words in this song. So it's a wonderful song of grateful praise. Then we're going to do a song that is in a different style, a very lovely piece with traditional Latin called Pacem. And it's, yes, all about peace and grant us peace. It begins with a brief opening solo and then enhanced by additional parts sung by our choruses. And also it will have a flute player that will also add to it. Just has such beautiful harmonies that unfold throughout. It really is a lovely piece. And then we're going to sing E Pluribus Unum, which has a little bit of Latin and meaning out of many, we are one, which was really the official motto of our country, and it is part of the Great Seal of the United States, which was adopted way back in 1782, but is actually our motto that came about in 1956. So it's very appropriate that we sing that out of many, we are one. And then we're going to close with God Bless America.
And all the ensembles come together at the end.
Yes, this year we will be singing Let There Be Peace on Earth as our grand finale with everyone, and for the young children to see how they can advance and continue singing throughout their life all the way through. So many of us began as young children in our choirs and just continued, but it needs to start there. We need to have our children singing. But what an accomplishment to even sing in that cathedral. That in itself is really marvelous.
And we always turn to you, Brenda, for the particulars.
We can be found on Facebook. Like us on Facebook at CCS of Scranton. So CCS of Scranton on Facebook. And our webpage is CatholicChoralSociety.org.
You are always welcoming as an organization and inviting people to join you for the joy of singing, right, Anne?
Absolutely, yes, that's so true. And we rehearse every Tuesday evening at Marywood University, right at the IHM Center. And again, we are very grateful to the sisters for allowing us to use their facilities.
With Thanksgiving in the offing, the December holidays can't be far behind.
Yes, and this year we are going to be in Luzerne County and present an Advent Christmas concert at St. Ignatius Loyola Church in Kingston. There is a free admission. And we are also going to feature St. Ignatius Adult Choir and their Handbell Choir. They will be singing and playing as well.
Anne Manganiello, music director, Brenda Grunza, and Dr. Thomas Rittenhouse, co-presidents of the Catholic Choral Society of Scranton, speaking with us about the Generations Sing 15 concert on November 20th. That's Sunday evening at 7:30. Free admission, but a free will offering will be taken, and it will include the Moscow Melodies, the Wyoming Valley West Middle School Spartan Singers, the Mid-Valley High School Choir, the Wilkes University Chorus, and the hosting organization, the Catholic Choral Society of Scranton. The Catholic Choral Society of Scranton presenting the Generations Sing 15 concert at St. Peter's Cathedral, 315 Wyoming Avenue in Scranton, Sunday, November 20th at 7:30 p.m. Admission is free.